Before we can fully address the problems facing the VA, we need to understand the entire scope of the problems. While we know that the Inspector General believes that problems in Phoenix are systemic, I'm mindful that throughout the country, including here in South Dakota, there are also VA employees providing our nation's vets with quality, timely health care. We must fix the problems where they exist and support those VA medical centers that are doing well so that all vets can depend on the VA system for excellent care. The abuses that have been alleged should serve as a call to action for all of us. With the VA, Vets Service Organizations, Congress, and the Obama administration working together, I'm confident we can institute meaningful changes and improvements to the VA system. Let us be reminded of the sacrifice of so many brave men and women that have walked and will walk through these doors. As a nation, we must remain committed to our vets and their families. With that, I'll turn it over to Director Goodspeed.
Thank you, sir. It's certainly our honor to have you here today and to understand your interest in how we're taking care of veterans in this community. It has been a long tradition of the VA here in Sioux Falls to have programs that support our veterans and to make sure that no veteran is disenfranchised from the benefits they've earned. We have good programs here, and our veterans and our veteran service organizations are working very hard to make sure that we do stay on target and we do provide the care that they need. We're honored that you could be here with us today. I know our staff and our veteran patients appreciate having you here and knowing that you are interested in them and how we're providing their services.
As far as I can tell, there have not been problems in Sioux Falls. In fact, the Sioux Falls VA has contributed to other places in the country which have backlog problems. Is that true?
Yes. There are no secret waiting lists. We have worked with all of our scheduling staff. We've asked those questions. We've looked, and there are no secret waiting lists. And we are working very closely with other VAs to make sure that anything we can do to support them and address their needs, we're doing. With any healthcare system, there is going to be a wait for healthcare. In our community in general, there are waits for healthcare, and there are some specialties that it is particularly difficult to get in. Our wait times are very good, and where we have delays, there are usually very specific reasons. A provider has retired, or we have difficulty recruiting, but we are very mindful of those situations. We have good visibility of those, and where we can't provide the care here, we partner with one of our community facilities to get them the care they need. We also have a very good communication with our veterans, where if they are in crisis or they're having difficulty or they feel that the wait is too long, then we work very closely with them to get them into the community or to another VA if the care is not available in the community. We care for about 28,000 veterans in western Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, and East River, South Dakota. We go all the way up to the North Dakota border. We have CBOCs in Aberdeen, Watertown, Wagner, Sioux City, and Spirit Lake. And we're very proud of the care that we provide to those veterans.